Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
Yeah, it's a great day to mull it over. Welcome aboard the Amy the Dark Queen Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, pop culture, personal growth, and justice. How are you? It's official. The Mueller report dropped on A.G. William Barr's desk on Friday, and he just this hour dropped his summary on Congress's desk. And what we know so far, no determination of guilt or innocence, no exoneration on the part of Mueller, but the Attorney General said no crime committed by the president. Shocked? Not shocked. We'll talk about it in measured doses because it's a day of March gladness, our pop-up weekend coffee clatch. We'll take on some inspiration, including my creative walk in the woods and your inspiration to action challenge success stories. The admissions, college admissions scandal may be murder, but not for my book sales. And a primer on JOMO. What the heck is that? We'll talk about it. Your Forgotten 45's in the mix, too. And you as well, if you're listening live. It is Sunday, March 24th. It's 1 p.m. out west, 3 o'clock central, and 4 o'clock here in the east. Our number in motion, 347-857-4505. Twitter is 24/7. Dive in when it works for you live or on podcast at AB Rights. Facebook page, PopNet chat box, available to those who got the social media memo. TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora working overtime in the booth to get those missives out. ML at headquarters. Show today is brought to you in part by Audiophile, music, books, podcast. Go ahead, caress your ears with everything you want to hear from Audiophile. And by Old Navy, it's time to spring forward for great styles and savings at Old Navy. Our pal at PopNet 2, Arts, Culture, Conversation. They're up and running 24/7, featuring select editions of the Amy Beth Arkwe Show and those robust roundtables. More on the Mueller Report in the coming days. People are playing all kinds of games. Yeah, I know, it's March Madness. On the basketball court and in politics for sure. Grab yourself a cup of joe and let's go. It is the Amy Beth Arkwe Show. Happy to have you aboard.
Get no rest, don't know how I work all day. When will I learn? Memories get in the way. I walk around, I can't hear a sound, folks talking loud, but I don't see at all. I gotta get away, gotta get away. I don't
know where to go.
Somewhere, thought I was late, and I found she wasn't there. I guess I'll find love, peace of mind some other time, but I still have today. I gotta get away, gotta get away. I don't
know where to go.
Took my time,
'cause I felt so all alone.
Not far away,
I heard a funny sound. Took a look around and I
could see her face.
Smile as she came calling out my name. So I
know where to go. We'll take it slow, and I'll call it a day.
loving me. While they while away the hours in their ivory towers, till they're covered up with flowers in the back of a black limousine. Whoa, la da 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 da. Talking about you and me and the games people play now. Will we make one another cry? Break a heart and we say goodbye. Cross our hearts and we hope to die. That the other was to blame. Whoa, but neither one will ever give in. So we gaze at an 8x10, thinking about the things that might have been. And it's a dirty, rotten shame. Whoa, la da 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 da. Try to sock it to you in the name of the Lord. They're gonna teach you how to meditate, read your horoscope, teach your faith. For the most of hell will hate. Come on, get on. What's happening to you and me? God granted us serenity to just remember who I am. Whoa, cause you're giving up your sanity for your pride and your fantasy. Turn your back on humanity. Oh, and you don't give up.
Is this a gag? This is a government agency. You know we don't have a sense of humor.
Sure. Fifth Dimension, Late Breaking, Forgotten 45 for Heidi and Dondi on the Amy Beth Arkowi Show. Heidi via the Putnet chat box says, just crushed by their Mueller report. We don't know all the details yet, but so what we hear so far, inconclusive. On Mueller's part, conclusive. On the AG's part, the fix, she may be in, indeed. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a great one. We rode around the archives for that Forgotten 45, sums up the weekend mood from Daniel Boone. Beautiful Sunday, things just changed, have they not? Games People Play, same title, two different songs, Joe South, that one for Darcy from the PopNet chat box, and the Spinners, as folks are revved up with the NCAA tournament and the political games, that's for sure. They're popping champagne, I'm sure, down at Mar-a-Lago and at Fox News, because it looks like, according to Mueller, inconclusive evidence, according to the AG and those on the right wing, Trump is completely exonerated. What say you? Twitter is AB Wright's, phone line 347-857-4505. Facebook PopNet chat box open too for those joining us for the live pop-up weekend coffee clutch. So let's peruse where we're at in terms of what folks are saying about the Mueller report. So far, again, we just have a little bit out there. What can we get the? Let's just get the basics on we got so far. Says the summary. It was a four-page summary that AG Barr issued. Investigation did not find that Trump campaign coordinated with Russia to influence the election. The evidence is not sufficient to establish that the president committed an obstruction of justice offense. Not sufficient. Mueller's report supposedly, and again, this is what we're getting from the reports, we haven't seen it yet, is that he said there's evidence on either side. He made a case in the report, which was a lengthy, much lengthier than the Barr summary, that it could go either way. Barr interpreted it to mean no guilt, no collusion, no obstruction of justice. We saw the obstruction of justice in plain sight, and we don't know about the collusion, but it's very strange. Representative Jerry Nadler, who is the chair of the House Judiciary Committee, said that Barr says that the president may have acted to obstruct justice, but that for an obstruction conviction, the government would need to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that a person acting with corrupt intent engaged in obstructive conduct. Semantics matter, of course, as does the evidence in terms of getting a conviction. I mean, that's just plain and simple. Personage says, LOL, Mueller's reputation just plummeted into the Saturn that is Trump. No one escapes the Trump effect. Scott says, the Mueller report goes against every shred of evidence that shows something was going on with the Trump organization and Russia. What the heck is going on? Evidence matters, though. Evidence matters. Bing Bing says, but about what about the impeachment? Not going to happen now. And Sammy says, the media has to do their job and now talk about what really matters. Trump got whitewashed. Mm-hmm. Trumpians, come out, wherever you are. I want to hear from you at Twitter, AB Wright's, phone line 347-857-4505. Yes, we do have the Facebook page in the PopNet chat box open as well. It's funny because just before this report was dropped today, I happened to stumble upon a re-showing of Bob Roberts, the cult mockumentary that Tim Robbins made back in the early 90s, which I think was made before even Bill Clinton was elected. This is how far back it goes. And it was somewhere sort of a takeoff, a modern-day takeoff of the Ilya Kazan class, like a face in the crowd with Andy Griffith as Lonesome Rhodes, the right-wing troubadour. And Bob Roberts became this yuppie turned right-wing folk singer turned Senate candidate. It's a fascinating, fascinating film, and so much of the rhetoric that's used, this is before Fox News took hold, I think, too, was so there. He was very prescient of what was going on and what has become far more even vitriolic and abhorrent in the Trumpian age. Think about that as we continue here on the
Invasion. The way that you should read the world. And what I read excites me, quite frankly.
Michael takes a loan from a Midwestern SNL. He puts the money in a quick drying inkwell. Takes a loss, gets cross, walks to the corner store, pulls a knife, calls his wife, can't take it anymore. Look out, Joe, how far will it go? Take away the fire and where does the water flow?
SNL.
SNL. Jerry's in the attic, messing with the static. Junior's on the telephone, nothing problematic. Julie's selling D-bonds, her bill is turning over. John is building walls, manipulating a takeover. Look out, Joe, how far will it go? Try to get some sleep at night. Try hard, get harder, love to win, live to fight. Own the town, love the best, don't share the treasure.
the time to invest.
window seat. Emergency DAWs for Eddie on the Amy Beth Arkley Show. A missive over Pop Dent said, need some DAWs, need it now after the disheartening take on the Mueller report. All right, Eddie, got it for you. Peace, love, and understanding. Natalie Merchant wrapping her substantial skills around that classic. You got to serve somebody. Bob Dylan and Tim Robbins from the cult classic mockumentary Bob Roberts and the Bob Roberts Wall Street Rap. I recommend you check out that film. It was made early 90s, and boy, oh boy, was it prescient to the corrosive nature of our politics in the decades since. Things have only gotten worse, kids, only gotten worse. And more vitriol to come, I'm sure, as folks interpret and rehash the Mueller report. So far, we only know what we know, which is very little, that the report supposedly said he could make a case on either side and decided not to make a case down on the guilt side, but also did not completely exonerate the president, whereas the AG, William Barr, has decided to pretty much say, nothing to see here, please go away. We'll see. That's my summation based on the little that I've seen so far, and I have not seen the report. None of us have in its entirety or even the complete summary. So let's hold our horses. Let's relax. Things are going to come out as they come out. We'll have more to talk about in the future shows for sure. But I'm sure you want to vent. I'm here to hear it. Twitter is AB Wright. Phone line is 347-857-4505. Should you find yourself listening live on Sunday, March 24th. And for that, we have the Facebook page and the PopNet chat box open as well. So let's go around a couple of moments. Bren says the Mueller report should remind everyone sometimes that criminals are really good at their crimes. Yeah, sometimes they are. They can hide it. But it seems like a lot of stuff is going on in plain sight. And again, it has to do with evidence. What you can prove in court is not necessarily what you know. Remember, OJ didn't do it either. He got exonerated in the court of law, but a lot of people believe he actually did it. So, you know, here you go. What can we say? Alma says, all we really have is a brief book report of the Mueller report, and we don't even know if it's a good one. So basically she's saying what I'm saying. Relax, kids. Take a deep breath. Let's see what happens. And there will be more investigations. As Len says, more to come, more to come. 15 or more investigations, Congress, Southern District of New York, New York State, D.C., et cetera. So don't lose hope. Okay, but then it doesn't become overkill too much, where you're trying too hard, and then Trump gets to play the victim, which he always seems to do, even though he's in the catbird seat, so to speak. Go no, just conjecturizing. I don't know. I'm sure I'm going to get, you know, pilloried for anything that I say that isn't, you know, just tries to play in the middle, because I'm trying to look at it from both sides and see how we can go. But it does seem to me grifting, obstructing, and probably colluding in plain sight. I don't know how they. I wonder if Mueller addressed the Trump Tower meeting. How did that play out? Because that did seem like there was some kind of conspiracy going on. But, again, maybe not conclusive enough. Don't know. Lou says, the one thing the Mueller report did prove is that there are a whole ton of people who have no idea what they're talking about, though they would like you to believe otherwise. That could come down in all kinds of camps, Lou, but I hear you indeed. Reach out Twitter is AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box. Still fallout from that college admissions scandal with the celebrities and other folks trying to buy their way into prestigious and, frankly, not so prestigious universities, but whatever. One man's ceiling is another man's floor, as they say. But good fallout for me, because the cozy mystery I wrote a couple of years ago called Murder, She Tweets, the third in the Eliza Gordon mystery series, has gotten a new lease on life, so to speak. A lot of people calling me. I've gotten a couple of interviews and some book sales ticking up because the plot revolves around a college admissions director who is murdered at a pretty ritzy college. So check it out if you want. I would encourage you to read it, of course, and enjoy talking with the folks on the Arts Radio Network. Talia Latham and Dorothy Latham and Andrew Percelli the other day. Creative conversation, which, you know, it's funny, it's always interesting to go on the other side of the mic. I'm not as comfortable doing it, although I've done several for my books over the last few years, but we had an interesting conversation about book sales and inspiration, and, you know, I always say it's ripped from the headlines before they were headlines. So it's fascinating to get that take, and I enjoyed it immensely, for sure. So take a look. Twitter feed, you can find me at the website, amybetharkui.com. All the Eliza Gordon mysteries are there. And you can also chime in with your guest suggestions and your big story and Forgotten 45 requests there. Inspiration to Action, Challenge Success Stories, that's the place to go and to inquire about creativity, coaching, counseling, conversations as well. Paula in Burbank, California is our Inspiration to Action Challenge salute this week. She's working on a screenplay. Yeah, Burbank, it makes sense. And a memoir, and says the challenge got her in the right roof. I appreciate that, Paula. Thank you. Keep us posted and keep reaching out as that school scandal rolls on. I just have a feeling, I mean, Donald Trump, who keeps saying what a great student he was and took on John McCain as, you know, last in his class, but had his henchmen bury his scores and his grades somewhere deep in the bowels of the military academy he attended. I bet, even though he claims he's never smoked, you could find little Donnie Trump smoking in the boys' room sometime, somewhere, right? Reach out via Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505. This is the Amy Beth Arkley Show.
How you doing out there? You ever seem to have one of those days where it just seems like everybody's getting on your case, from your teacher all the way down to your best girlfriend? Well, you know, I used to have them just about all the time. But I found a way to get out of it. Let me tell you about it.
Teacher, I need you. Oh, 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 oh.
Richard, I need you. Classic Elton John, Don't Shoot Me a Moon. The Piano Player is the album. Emergency relief for Cindy and Jess via PopNet. These folks just need some music infusion after the Mueller report thought. And a not-so-forgotten 45 from Brownsville Station, Smoking in the Boys' Room for Maxie. Indeed, as we rehash the college admission scandal, not murder on my book sale. Check out the Eliza Gordon Mystery Series, particularly Book 3, Murder, She Tweets. Love it. But some folks are up in arms about celebrities getting special treatment and what else is new. The thing that really interests me was the Lori Loughlin story. She and her husband shelled out like $500,000 to get her kids into USC. First of all, who knew that was such a competitive school? I guess it is. But her daughter didn't even want to go to college particularly, and she was already an Instagram influencer, so now she's lost her gig on Instagram and YouTube, and Lori Loughlin got canned from the Hallmark Channel, and she's also facing criminal charges, as is Felicity Huffman and others. Crazy, crazy stuff. But celebrities, of course, rich people, celebrities have been buying their way into every avenue, including colleges for their kids for years. The legitimate way to do it, which is legal, whether you call it legit or not, but certainly legal, is to give a big donation, and then the kid gets special treatment. But you know what? As disheartening as that may be on one level, at least people are benefiting from their donation. If you give a lot of money, other kids who couldn't afford it through scholarships and building endowments, et cetera, could go. So there was a whole article about all the celebrities that gave money. Meryl Streep gave over $2 million to Vassar, which is also her alma mater. Two of her daughters went there. But so what? I mean, I've given money, certainly nowhere near $2 million. I don't have it, to my alma mater, Sarah Lawrence. If I had a kid who wanted to go there, would that help? I don't know. I don't know if that's so it's a bad thing on a small scale. It's been done all along. And, of course, there's the infamous article about Jared Kushner and how his father gave over $2 million to Harvard before he got in and how he really wasn't. He was a lackluster student in prep school. But that happens all the time, and I'm not saying it's good, but it is legal as opposed to paying someone to change the test scores or to pretend that you are an athlete when you're not, which I don't even get that is unfathomable in my mind. Crazy, crazy stuff indeed. Maybe if folks were not so worried about what their life looked like to other people, they would go out there and just enjoy it. You know about FOMO, which is fear of missing out. There's a new movement afoot called JOMO, joy of missing out, where people are not just doing things so they can post it on social media and pretend they had a great time and how great my life is, but actually go out there and enjoy your life. Find something you love to do and, you know, nurture your passion so that you have a talent. Have your kids nurture those talents, whatever they may be, wherever they may lead. That's just a piece of advice. We're going to dig more into JOMO and the beauty of it. But for me, one of my joys is to discover untapped, under-the-radar talent and then share it with people. And sometimes people send me things over the transom, and one singer-songwriter did that via Facebook, a man named Will Adams, who's been sending me songs and information about his stuff. He's hails from the Pioneer Valley in Massachusetts, where I spent some time some years ago as a grad student in writing and a teacher. And he sent me a song which caught my fancy. It's called Letter from a Landlady. It's new music from Will Adams. I think you'll like it. Give a listen on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. Thank you.
time. There were plenty of people around to keep me company. One day I got home and William rented my room. He rented it to some big black man named John. If I told you once, I told you a thousand times, William, you can't get a cup of coffee in heaven. If I told you once, I told you a thousand times, William, you can't get a cup of coffee in heaven. I paint Swedish designs on all my wooden chairs. I keep one in the kitchen by the stove and one in William's room upstairs. But one day I fell down and I didn't get up. That was the day William took my place. If I told you once, I told you a thousand times, William, you can't get a cup of coffee in heaven. If I told you once, I told you a thousand times, William, you can't get a cup of coffee in heaven. You can knock on my door if it's late at night. I will always hear you, William. Sincerely, your new landlady, Mrs. A.V. If I told you once, I told you a thousand times, William, you can't get a cup of coffee in heaven. If I told you once, I told you a thousand times, William, you can't get a cup of coffee in heaven.
Just took the coward way to stay. Goodbye, Howard.
Adam, from the land. here on the Amy Beth Arkley Show. We're always looking for compelling storytellers, musicians, filmmakers, theater artists, social provocateurs, commentators. If you know someone like that or you happen to be one, reach out to the website amybetharkley.com. We'll see about getting you on the show. That Media Bites has dubbed a top professional podcast, an empowering, entertaining tour de force. We try to live up to it indeed. Got some great folks coming up. A return visit from Lorraine Devon Wilkie, an author and singer-songwriter in her own right. She's got a new book out called The Alchemy of Noise. I've just dipped into it. Fascinating subjects, and it's a novel, so you know how juicy that can be. She'll be coming sometime in April, along with Ben Clow, who's an author and educator, about bridging the racial divide and teaching students how to think about these things in a more cogent and compassionate way. Very important and timely these days. And we'll also hear and learn more about the Vix, a roots rockin' group. They will be here to chat about their sound, and they got a good one. We'll sample their songs as well. And maybe you know someone, or you are someone who'd like to be on the show. So again, reach out via the website, amybetharkley.com. Indeed, we try to spin it around. We've been talking about politics for so long because everybody wants to get into it, and I know it's a heated discussion, and we all want to play our part and express our views, but sometimes you need to take a step back occasionally. Sometimes some of these other groups, some of these other people have a handle on that. And music certainly soothes our soul in oh so many ways. That's why we play it, and that's why folks are always chiming in with their forgotten 45s, classic tracks. And a man who made an imprint on the music scene passed away this past week, Hal Blaine, at age 90, a drummer legendary for his performances on so many records in the rock era, one of the co-founders of the so-called Wrecking Crew, the famed session musicians, which played on oh so many great records. I mean, put an imprint on everybody from the Byrds to the Beach Boys, Sonny and Cher, Frank Sinatra, Herb Alpert, Simon and Garfunkel, on and on the list goes. He had a signature sound, but he knew when to pull back and make it punctuate at the right time. He just knew what played well on the radio. He had a real instinct for it. And we'll celebrate a little bit of his sound. Al Blaine, that pulsating sound that punctuated Nancy Sinatra's classic, These Boots Are Made for Walking. All Al Blaine. Give a listen on the Amy Beth Arkley Show.
Me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. And you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, Boots? Start walking.
love to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating, but you tell me. Understand what I'm trying to say. Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me.
Yeah.
trick for Hal on the Amy Beth Arkley Show, remembering the legendary Hal Blaine, who passed away last week at the age of 90. Not So Forgotten 45 for the Mamas and the Papas for Sid, with some kind words on Twitter. Eve of Destruction for Barry McGuire, that pulsating sound, helped by Hal's drumming for sure. And that one for Johnny Seaver's Hangover, who says perfect song for Hal Blaine and a perfect song for our time, don't you think? Nancy Sinatra, too, with These Boots Are Made for Walking, remembering Hal Blaine, his imprint on the musical scene for decades and decades to come, for sure. Around the social media horn, we weren't going to get into the Mueller report too much, but it just dropped, and the summary from AG Bill Barr just dropped today, and it looks like, according to Donald Trump, he tweeted out, full exoneration, make America great again. Oh, actually, it was no collusion, no obstruction, full exoneration, make America great again, I'm sorry. He's taken his victory lap, and who can blame him, I guess. But a lot of folks are still fuming. Twitter is AB Wright's, phone line 347-857-4505. Facebook page, PopNet chat box, a few minutes left in the live broadcast, and we'll do one more round around the social media horn here. Rick says, I want to see the entire report, please. Yes, you know, it's funny because they had Representative Jim Jordan, who is a big Trumpian, on the Sunday shows, and he was screaming about, well, we have to see the FISA reports, we have to see all this stuff about the Obama administration, and then when they said, well, what about the Mueller report? Well, if Trump wants to make that public, he should do that too. I mean, I'm all for seeing all this other stuff that he's talking about. Yes, let's see it. Let's see it all. I agree. Let's see it all, because sunshine is the best disinfectant, and people have to see what's what. But if you're going to dance around, pick and choose and be convenient, I'm not for that. And I get myself in trouble even with the progressive folks when I say that, but it's true. Let's be honest. Let's have an honest airing of everything. Sean says, if you have a liberal friend, you better hug them today. They need all the help they can get. And Obzi says, Barr is just covering his ass with his BS and passing the buck to someone who can really do something. Negligent comes to mind regarding his behavior. Well, he was auditioning for the role with that big memo he sent about how this investigation should never have happened. Remember that? And he was appointed by President Trump. So, yeah, I think there might be something suspect there. But we have to give it a full airing, and we have to see how it all plays out. That's just what I have to say. I mean, I don't know. We'll have to just see how it all plays out. So we lost Hal Blaine. We also lost David White, who you might not know that name, but he is was a teenage musician who went on to be a songwriter to write some memorable songs from the rock era, including this classic anthem for Leslie Gore, You Don't Own Me, co-written by David White. You have a listen on the Amy Beth Show.
Just one of your many toys. You don't own me. Don't say I can't go with other boys.
it's here to stay. I'm Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, and Leslie Gore's You Don't Own Me, songs co-written by the co-founder of Danny and the Juniors, David White, who passed away this past week at the age of 79. Boy, these rock and roll pioneers, we're losing them, but they're leaving their imprint with the music lives on and on indeed. Hey, thank you so much for joining us today. The show took a little bit of a turn with the Mueller report dropping and the summary from Billboard dropping. Lots of folks still fuming and hot under the collar, but you know what? Let it all play out, and we'll have more days to talk about it for sure. It's not over yet, but it's intriguing. That is for sure. Thank you to the TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora, getting us going. And thank you for joining us. More and more folks joining us in real time. I love it. Don't forget, the shows are all archived for podcasts, so you can find the Amy Beth Arkley Show wherever you get podcasts, from Stitcher to Mixcloud, iTunes to NetNow, wherever it is. And all roads, of course, lead back to our website, amybetharkley.com. Podcast links are there. Select editions on the Arts Radio Network and PopNet as well. More, I'm sure, lively discussion, shall we say, coming up throughout the week. We'll take it on. In the meantime, drive safe, play nice, dream big, come back and see us. On the Amy Beth Arkley Show, we'll leave you with some good vibrations. Boy, do we need those. From the Beach Boys and the drumming of the late, great Hal Blaine. Take care. I love you.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. Smile, I know she must be kind.